During the COVID lockdown a few years ago, my pastor and I didn't know really what to do, like none of us did, you know. And we decided to do a Facebook Live, like fireside chat, one night a week. And so we basically do our best Johnny Carson, David Letterman, you know, Jimmy Fallon, just late night television, trying to keep folks hopeful during a weird and confusing time. And we had a seminarian living with us at the time, who I guess special guest host, you know. We let him on, and somebody wrote in, I don't know, we were talking about the saints, and somebody wrote in asking about St. Maximilian Kolbe. I said, all right, Ryan, why don't you tell him about St. Maximilian Kolbe? And I'm like, you better be careful, though, because I love Maximilian Kolbe. You better get the story right. So then Ryan says, okay, so Maximilian Kolbe, he's a priest in Poland. He gets arrested, sent to Auschwitz. There he gives up his life for another prisoner. And I'm like, Ryan, don't tell him how he died. Tell him how he lived. And Ryan's like, you're an angry elf, you know? And I was like, there's so much to the story of Maximilian Kolbe. And this is not the time to go into it. It's not his feast day. But I'm like, it's important how he died. He has a heroic martyrdom. It's insane, the sort of courage that Maximilian Kolbe had. But you don't get led to martyrdom just by living a willy-nilly life. The man had a heart for the Lord. He strove for purity in his own life. He gave himself generously to other people. He lived a life of poverty. He was an incredible man, the way that he lived. And yes, his death is notable. But you and I, like, at the end of our lives, somebody's going to give a eulogy about you. And they're not going to talk, hopefully, they're not going to talk about just how you died. They're going to talk about how you lived. They're going to say the things that you did in your daily lives. They're going to talk about the habits that you had, the ways that you loved people, the sort of kindness that you showed, the ways that you were fully alive as a human being, as a follower of Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. And we have all, in the church, we have all these canonized saints that we pray to regularly. The people that you recount, your patron saints, your confirmation saints, the things that you name your children, like after the saints. People that we recognize live lives of heroic virtue. And they gave themselves fully to the Lord, that they've performed miracles from their side of heaven. And yet there's so many more people, men and women, who in many ways go unnamed, who we don't know, who have lived hidden, beautiful, sacrificial lives, not always perfectly, but as moms and dads, as husbands and wives, as young people, they've, as best they knew how, were trying to be generous in the way that they gave their lives to the Lord. And today on this feast day, All Saints, we remember them. And we ask that they intercede for us who are here on earth still striving to surround Jesus in heaven, to make heaven crowded, that it becomes overflowing with Christians like you and me, that we too would profess the name of Jesus there before his throne. And you think about the saints in heaven, who's more alive, us or them? They are far more alive than you and I are. They're not tempted by sin. They're not given over into despair or doubt or anxiety. That they get to behold the face of Jesus every day and their hearts are full to overflowing. They are far more alive than you and I are. But they become models for us and intercessors along this arduous path of life. Jesus told us this week during the gospel to strive to enter through the narrow gate. And he gives us today the Beatitudes, which is the blueprint of Christian living. We have the Ten Commandments, which are always operative and in effect. And yet the Beatitudes is unique. Jesus takes on this Moses character. He goes up the mountain. He sits down as Moses did. And then he teaches with authority. And he tells us, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To be poor in spirit means that I have so little to offer in my vocation, in my work. I feel stressed out, I'm overwhelmed, and yet I can turn to the Lord because I know I need to be filled. that I have so little to offer that he has to pour into my cup. I don't rely on myself. I realize that I am poor and he is rich. He tells us, blessed are they who mourn, that we're willing to let go of the small things. Last year, around this time in the student lounge, just walking in there one day, and on the whiteboard, you get crazy messages on the whiteboard. Be careful, okay? But one day, the whiteboard was completely clean, and somebody had put on the whiteboard this sort of cartoon picture of a tree, and then a simple caption next to it that said, and I don't know who did this, I'm still trying to find you. It said, the trees are about to show us how lovely it is to let things go. The trees are about to show us how lovely it is to let things go. And I had to pray with that for like a month and a half. I'm like, I'm not really willing to let things go. I hold on tightly. I'm not really willing to mourn. I don't like facing disappointments and hurts. Some of you couldn't find a parking spot for like 10 or 15 minutes. You've got to mourn that. Rather than letting it become frustration and anger to take root and poison my soul. But that those who mourn will be comforted. The Lord shows up. He tells us, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Meek does not mean weak. It means powerful. And yet knowing with wisdom, knowing with prudence, how it is that I'm called to use my power. How it is that I'm called to use my power to correct and to encourage and to sort of motivate on, to live with a certain purpose to my life, and to use the power that the Lord has given me in my natural gifts and what he has put before me. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, like to really bring life to those who are poor, to see the wrongs, the injustices of the world, and to ask, how is it that I can contribute to that? The things that I post on social media, the ways that I'm going to vote, like, do I seek for and pursue righteousness? Do I hunger and thirst for it? He tells us, blessed are the merciful. And I'm called to be a person of compassion. Maybe you're not tempted to bully other people, but maybe you're not the sort of person who's very encouraging. That I have to be a person of compassion in the way that I talk to others and that I meet them on their level where they are. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. That I'm the sort of person who's careful about what I take into my ears and what I take into my eyes, what I'm willing to entertain in my mind, so that I can see the person in front of me as they are, a son or a daughter of God. You and I, the clean of heart, will be blessed because we will see God. How incredible is that? You and I will get to see the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Peace, first and foremost, needs to be made in my own soul before I can make peace outside of me. If I have become completely oblivious to my own conscience, if I'm living contrary to the way that I feel like the Lord has called me, I will not be a peaceful person, and that spills out sideways to the people around me. That I need to make peace in my own soul before I can make peace in those around me. That my life would be a place of security. It would become a home for other people. Blessed are the peacemakers. And he continues on, and he gives us this great promise. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. And we live with this expectant hope for what is to come. Our reward will be great in heaven. But don't miss that as Jesus goes down the Beatitudes, every one of these single Beatitudes, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed. It's not this life of sacrifice. It's me giving myself to the Lord and him giving even more in return. And so today, in a particular way, we remember all the saints, people that you have known, who have passed through that portal of death and now sit in heaven rejoicing, stand in heaven rejoicing before the face of our Heavenly Father, that they get to behold the face of God and that one day we hope to join them. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven.